financial journey of a doctor is unique and complex. DPM Financial Services is a specialist medical financial advice firm that aims to educate doctors of Australia to make the right financial decisions and achieve their financial goals. DPM Financial Services is all about you getting the right advice that suits your personal and professional needs and making sure you have confidence in your financial future. Today I'd like to welcome to the PodMD studio Vladimir Koklov from DPM. Vladimir has a strong background in helping clients manage their financial and tax affairs at various stages of their entrepreneurial, professional and personal lives. Vladimir specialises in compliance and taxation issues in private practice, including income tax planning, GST and BAS, capital gains and income tax issues associated with investing in property and financial markets. We do hope you enjoy this podcast, but please remember that the information discussed here is of a general nature and is not intended to serve as advice. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of DPM, not PodMD. DPM Financial Services recommends you obtain advice concerning specific matters before making a decision. Vladimir, thanks for talking with us on PodMD today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So, Vladimir, the topic of today's discussion is covering yourself on payroll tax. To get us started, can you briefly explain what payroll tax is, why it's such a hot topic at the moment, and what are the main areas of concern for private practitioners?
Payroll tax is not new in Australia. It has been around since 1941. What's important to note is that it's not administered by the Australian Taxation Office, the ATO, but instead, in each state and territory, there's a local authority that administers payroll tax. What it is essentially about is there's a certain threshold which is set in the rules, and if wages plus superannuation combined exceed that threshold, then the business has to register for payroll tax and make the payments either monthly or annually. Why this has become a concern recently is that sole practitioners who work in a business, a medical practice, payments made to them under certain circumstances and conditions may be counted towards that threshold. So before, when the business did not have to register, for instance, wages plus superannuation were under the threshold, they didn't even have to register. But now, if payments made to the sole practitioners who operate from the practice have to be included, that would certainly put the business over the threshold, and there may be also retrospective liability.
So why are state revenue authorities showing increased interest in this area?
State revenue authorities have been showing increased interest in this area, mostly after the court cases in New South Wales and Victoria. They have been contacting various businesses, medical practices and also associated businesses, to collect data and through that process identify any instances of non-compliance.
And how do state revenue authorities select practices for compliance reviews or audits?
It may be a combination of factors, but most common would be data matching from different sources, review programs covering specific industries or legislative issues. Sometimes investigation may commence in one business, but then expect to the other related businesses due to information being collected in the process.
Okay, so Vladimir, what information is typically requested in these reviews?
This may vary from case to case, but businesses may be requested to provide detailed information about their legal structure, number of employees, gross wages and superannuation, information about payments they make to contractors and their details. The records may be required for up to 5 years retrospectively.
And what are the potential consequences for practices that are found to be non-compliant with payroll tax obligations?
If it is determined that a business must have been registered for payroll tax, or it has been paying the correct amount of payroll tax, it will have to comply. That means pay the correct amount and anything that could be outstanding. In addition, there may be penalties and interest charges. This depends on each particular case and also severity of non-compliance. For example, if a review period covers 5 years, it altogether could add up to a very large sum.
How may practices mitigate the risks of payroll tax liability, and what are some preventative actions they can take?
You should certainly take some proactive steps to help you assess whether your practice has any exposure to non-compliance risk. Here are some recommendations that could help you. Firstly, review your business structure and in particular how you engage with the non-employee doctors. Review all supporting documents such as contracts and service agreements you have. Are they based on the most recent legal advice? Are they properly executed? Do they accurately cover the arrangements in place? Review banking arrangements to ensure the flow of fees is consistent with all the arrangements in place. Review your website and other marketing materials for consistency with your business structure and documents. Seek specialist legal advice. If your business is exposed to payroll tax, there may be exemptions that could help you reduce or minimize tax payable.
Vladimir, thank you for your time here today in the PodMD studio. To sum up for us, could you please identify the three key take-home messages from today's podcast on payroll tax?
Be proactive and review your circumstances. Check and tidy up all the documents and seek specialist advice.
Thanks again for your time and the insights you've provided.